Hey, this is Charla Anderson, the Yes Lady with Charla A, with Jeff Crilly, my guest today, the PR expert.
I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
It's time to say yes to your future. Each week, Charla A interviews business owners that are breaking the mold. Tune in each Thursday to discover how you can too. Here's your host, the Yes Lady herself, Charla A.
So, Jeff, I met you a decade or so ago, and your son had just written a book, Dallas had just written a book, and your book, I have them here, Free Publicity and Kidpreneur by your son, Dallas, and they have, you know, you are the expert in the PR world, in the DFW area at least, plus probably national by now, right, or more?
Well, thank you. I'm flattered.
Tell me about what you're doing now, and how did this come about? Where did you come from to get there?
So I was a TV reporter for 25 years. Started in Lansing, Michigan, went to Omaha, went to Minneapolis, then Dallas at the Fox station here for 15 years, and I wrote that book in 2002 while still at the TV station, and I was moonlighting as a speaker and book salesman, because I'm running around giving 300 speeches a year for 6 straight years in addition to my TV job. And enough people tried to hire me that I finally decided to go ahead and quit. And so at the ripe old age of 45, I quit my day job and I started my company in my home. Just me, a laptop, a cell phone, calling myself a PR firm. And over the course of the last 10 years, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary. We've now grown to 70 clients and 17 employees, and we've built radio and television studios in our building. And just
a phenomenal studio in downtown Dallas, correct? So, wow. So you really have done. But so you followed your own advice.
Yes.
Free publicity.
Yes.
So we're talking to business owners here. So what do they need to know, and what does that mean for them? I mean, how, you know, most people think you have to pay a lot of money to get publicity, and so let's give a little bit of a insight.
So one of the things that I say in my book is that everybody is an expert in their field. So if your story comes along, you have to jump on it. So what I mean by that is listen to the news in your car. I love classic rock. I don't listen to classic rock in my car. I'm listening to news programming because I need to know when stories are coming along for our clients. So if there's a Supreme Court case on the news, I think to myself, gosh, I've got an attorney who might be able to weigh in on that. Or there's a study on health that comes out. Oh, gosh, I might have a doctor who can talk about that. But you don't need a PR firm in order to get yourself publicity. All you have to do is pay attention to the news, and when your story comes along, oh gosh, they're talking about what I talk about. You have to have the courage to announce yourself the expert, call the media outlet and say, hey, I was just in my car listening to your story about this. Well, this is what I talk about. And you guys have missed something. Here's what you didn't tell your audience, and I would love to help you with that story. You have to have the courage to be the expert.
That's a huge word, courage. And it does take that. It takes confidence and courage and boldness that many of us are lacking when it comes to self-promotion. I know self-promotion is a hard thing for me.
Yes, but the unique thing about the media is grateful when you're giving them information. If you're selling them what they're buying right when they're buying it, they are so grateful to get that call. I can't tell you how many times in my TV news career I'm sitting there, I'm struggling. How am I going to get somebody that could talk about this? Phone rings, and that person is there. And I'm like, thank goodness that you called right when I was looking for you. And so there's a lesson there. Most people think, well, if I've worked a certain number of years in my industry, I finally rise to the level where the media calls me. And that happens sometimes, but there's no reason, I mean, the phone works both ways. There's no reason why you couldn't just call up the media and say, I know you're talking about this, and this is what I talk about.
So you're talking really picking up the telephone and calling that reporter at that moment, at that time.
Yes.
And finding those numbers, is that a hard thing to do?
It's actually pretty easy. On Google, if you put in the name of the news station and the area code and news tips, or just, you know, if you were trying to find the number for Channel 8 here in Dallas, their newsroom, if you put in 214 WFAA newsroom, a number is popping up on Google, and you just call that number and you ask for that reporter. And the good news is, a lot of people in my industry, the PR industry, they're afraid of the phone. So they're not making the old-fashioned phone calls anymore.
They're texting or they're emailing.
Emailing.
And that's too slow right now. In that moment in time when there's a hot story.
Yes.
And so let's shift a little bit. What about going into, you know, where I'm a small business owner and I just want to get the word out. I need a press release because I'm having something done. So we're working not from that side of it where you're trying to get out there, answer an immediate thing, but you want your own publicity for your own personal.
So what I tell people is, who are you trying to reach and what do they read, what do they watch, what do they listen to? And right now we've just been talking about the mainstream media, but there's other ways to promote yourself. You can promote yourself through public speaking, as I did with my book. You know, I went around speaking 300 times a year for 6 years, and I sold 70,000 copies of the book. And
Speaking
for free.
But you sold a couple books.
I sold a couple
70,000 is a couple.
Well, I built a name for myself. I remember, you know, I was on TV, and I used to speak to 150,000 people a night. But when I was stopped in the grocery store, people would say, "Hey, you're Jeff Crilly, aren't you?" And I'd say, "Yes, I am." And I'd pause, and they would identify themselves into two equal groups. Half of them would say, "I watch you on the news." The other half would say, "You came to my ladies' group. I've got your book." Oh. And that impresses me because it tells me how busy I was. In order for that many people to recognize me as an author and speaker rather than a news person tells me that I was doing a great job promoting myself. And so, yes, there's the news that you can use to promote yourself. Maybe it's speaking. Maybe it's social media. There's a lot of ways to promote yourself.
And that's good. So so do press releases really work?
Press releases are a little old-fashioned.
Okay.
And my old newsroom now gets 3,500 press releases a day.
So which one gets the attention? The very last one that comes in that happens to be, "I've got to have something right now"? Or, that's not really fair, but isn't that probably part of it?
What happens is clients will come to us now, and they'll say, "I need a press release." And I'll say, "Okay, why do you need a press release? What are you trying to accomplish?" "Oh, I want to get on the news." And sometimes I'll say, "Well, you don't need a press release to get on the news. We could actually call the newsroom and get you on the news." Sometimes people want a press release just for Google, so that if you wrote a press release and you sent it out through a delivery system, there's a number of them, PR Web, PR Newswire, that will kind of launch your press release to the web. Sometimes you do that just to hold a place on Google. But the thing about Google weighs news coverage much higher than anything else. So it'd actually be smarter for you to get yourself on the news than just write a press release that may not get picked up by the, you know, Google or Yahoo or whatever search engine.
I want to get my all of a sudden I'm going to have a grand opening of my, I've got an event coming this week, this weekend, and I want the news to show up. So is that?
I think if you wrote a press release, don't overthink it. You're writing kind of a who, what, where, when, why press release. Don't spend 3 weeks writing it. Just tell, you know, here are bullet points. This is why this is important.
We're in the Twitter world, right? We're not. Nobody's reading.
Right. And then you pick up the phone and you call the newsroom and you talk directly to the reporter who might be covering that story. So let's say you have the event on Saturday. You'd have to kind of pay attention to the news and say, which reporters are working on Saturday? Which reporters report on Saturday for Channel 8? Which reporters work at Channel 4 on the weekends? And these days, you don't have to sit there by the news to figure that out. You could actually just put in Saturday, WFAA reporter, and it's going to pop up. And you'll say,
"Oh." We've got a lot easier way of it than when you were there.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a quick break. This is going really fast. And this is Charla Anderson, the Yes Lady, with Jeff Crilly. We'll be back right after these messages.
22 veterans every day take their own lives. They commit suicide. A couple years ago, I talked 4 people off the cliff with guns in their hands because they're looking for hope. They're looking for trust. They're looking for respect. They're looking for somebody that cares. Blue Dragon International Consultants, we care. Go to BDIC.net to find a conference near you.
Hi, I am the Yes Lady with Charla A., powered by Zeal Wellness. Zeal is my nutrition beverage of choice. It is 14,000 milligrams of superfood nutrition in a powdered formula that you can just shake it and take it out the door, grab and go, have energy, vitality, reduce your stress, some incredible health benefits. It's incredibly cost effective, and it is going to change your life. I'd love for you to join me. Go to charla.zealforlife.com, charla.zealforlife.com. Join me in being healthy, focused, full of energy, tastes great. Zeal for Life.
The American business economy is positioned as it has never been before. Professional videography is a core element for attracting a higher level of engagement with the people group you need for significant impact. Now is your time to shine. My name is Bill Brock, owner of White Rock Films, and I invite you to a powerful opportunity in the marketplace, an opportunity to draw excited people to your events, an opportunity to showcase your ideas on infrastructure, an opportunity to become known as the industry authority and enjoy the associated benefits of a strong, influential brand. Video highlights, video teaches, video puts a resistant market at ease, and video stirs the hearts and imaginations of your allies and strategic client base. White Rock Films offers full audio, video production for businesses ready to embrace the future, handling your project with professionalism, experience, and polish unheard of in the industry. My name is Bill Brock, and White Rock Films wants your business. See us online at whiterockfilms.com.
Experience the Zeal difference.
It's my favorite beverage.
I never thought nutrition could taste so good.
I know, it's why I feel the best I've ever felt.
Wouldn't start my day without this beverage.
Every once in a while, a product comes along that's so innovative, it has the ability to shake up how we feel about nutrition. You're about to be introduced to a one-of-a-kind nutritional powerhouse. It's scientifically formulated and backed by a landmark clinical trial. This wellness product has created a movement that has already generated over $300 million in sales. It continues to change lives, create a thirst in people to be healthier, and is inspiring generations in ways other beverages simply do not. It's called Zeal, and thousands of people worldwide, just like you, appreciate that it takes the guesswork out of nutrition and why it's loved by so many. If you don't experience the Zeal difference in 30 days, we'll refund your money. Join us in this movement and experience the Zeal difference.
The Yes Lady with Charla A. is back here with Jeff Crilly, and we're just having this amazing conversation about how to get the word out about our businesses, how to get press. And now I want to know really a little bit more about where you are right now. I mean, you've had an amazing career, and it's been fun to watch.
Thank you so much.
And you've got a studio now, and how are you promoting yourself, and how can we get that word out?
So what I've moved into broadcasting. Oh. So it was actually my daughter. My daughter came to me 2 years ago, and she said, "Dad," she works for me. My son and daughter both work for me.
They're adorable. I did
thank
get to meet them.
My daughter says, "Dad, we need to start offering podcasting." And I said, "Sarah, who listens to podcasts?" She says, "My generation." She said, "Dad, those young people walking or jogging on the Katy Trail listening to something, it's not music. They're listening to podcasts." And so I said, "All right, build me a little podcast studio." And I gave her my credit card, and we built a little podcast studio. And when I was giving tours, everybody was like, "Wow, you got a radio show here?" And it was so cool that I started to invest in it. And now we have four studios and huge screens, and anybody can have their own show. And the reason that's important, Charla, is because the times are changing. It used to be that people would go home and they would sit there and they would watch Walter Cronkite give us the news. Well, these days, millennials are getting their news off their Twitter feed or their social media feed, and they don't care how it got to their cell phone. That's powerful. Think about that. Taylor Swift has 90 million fans on Twitter. 60 Minutes only reaches 12. So Taylor Swift can reach 90 million people on a phone. her audience is a direct from star to audience move.
Interaction. It's just truly interaction.
It really is. You know, our president, no matter what you think about him, he reaches 39 million people with his cell phone. ABC News, the number one rated show, reaches 8 on their evening news. So times are changing. And I took all that and I said, okay, I think the future is everybody has their own show. You have your own show, right?
I do.
Right? Everybody can have their own show. Anybody can come off the street and have their own show. And I see a day in the not too different distant future when you meet somebody for the first time and you share shows. Maybe you bump phones and say, here, I need you to subscribe to my show and I'll subscribe to your show, because everybody has a platform. In a way, we're all kind of doing it anyway. We're doing it with Facebook. Here, look at my, you know,
it's the
weekend,
truth, really.
Right?
We're all entities now that we have an immediate audience if we choose to.
Absolutely. And so what we've done with podcasting, I remember I used to get invited on podcast shows, and I'd say, well, who's listening to that? And is it just you at home recording something into your, you know, your laptop?
Speaking to my lapel.
Right. And so I used to turn down podcasts thinking nobody's listening to this. When I woke up and said, okay, podcasting is the future. Everybody needs to be their own broadcaster. Let's just add the traditional trappings of radio and television and the big screen and the production value and the great mics and the great lighting, so that the average person who might not be able to rent Channel 8 studios can come in and have their own show. And we have professional engineers and production people who spent decades at Cumulus and iHeart, and they're professionals. So the client can just come in and be the talent. They just sit down, turn on the mic, and now they've got their own show.
And that's very similar here to OBBM. I really am grateful to have found this, and Susan Hamilton in this production as well. And this and there's no, to me, in this world of collaboration, not as much competition. There's 7.5 billion people.
Yes.
We can all find somewhere to do that.
Absolutely.
And it's truly a blessing that you have created a space just like this is for me. It's just a venue.
Absolutely.
To get your message out, to share with the world. And a lot of us have a lot of wisdom that should be shared.
Absolutely.
Right?
And thank you for the gift that you're giving to all of your viewers, because they need information. I mean, when you become an entrepreneur and you start your own business, it's lonely. You need to watch shows like this one and get information and learn from other people's mistakes. I always say, just if everybody's going to make a mistake, just don't make expensive mistakes.
That's a great...
Right?
Why not? Yes, exactly. So as we, you know, grow and learn, baby steps.
Baby steps.
Baby steps.
You don't have to do it all at once. Just try one thing.
And so, mentorship. See, I believe that there's that piece of it, and that I've been grateful to receive a lot of that, and I know that you offer that and that your
Absolutely.
Team offers that. I was honored to be, I guess it was Roaring
yes,
Lions that
yes,
I was
yes,
honored to
yes.
listen to you speak
you.
About writing books. And everybody should write your book. Everybody should write the book, because we all have stories.
Absolutely.
Every one of us.
And people will relate to others through stories. That's, you know, it's not, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Oh,
and by sharing your story,
Mr. Ziegler.
Right? By sharing your story, they empathize with you. And so there's many different ways to tell your story. You can have your own platform like you do with this show. Social media, public speaking, getting on the news. There's a million ways to tell your story, and maybe you embrace all of them. You don't do it all at once. It's overwhelming to the entrepreneur that says, oh gosh, I've got to do all these things. No, you don't have to do all of those things, but try one.
Yeah, step. So where we are right this second is all we have to take the next step from. So we might as well do something bold and fun and perhaps inspirational. So we...
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm. Your next move is what? Are you still just building that community of? Because I know that studio is fabulous there in Lincoln Center.
In Lincoln Center, LBJ and the Tollway. I'm having fun. I'm now 55, and I wish I had started the company when I was same age. I wish I had started the company now 20 years ago. I learned a lot in TV news, but I don't think I had to spend 25 years in news to have been successful in this new arena. And I feel like a kid again, that I get to create and innovate. And
you wake up excited to do what you do and and serve our world. So how are people going to find you? And do you have any, you want to offer tours, or what do you have as an incentive for people to take a look at your offerings over there?
Absolutely.
And what is your website?
So the website is www.realnewspr.com, not fake news, realnewspr.com.
R-E-A-L.
And my email is Jeff Crilley, one word, J-E-F-F-C-R-I-L-L-E-Y, at realnewspr.com. And email me. I'll give you a tour, mentor you, give you advice. I really feel like I'm at a place in my life where I want to help others. And, you know.
You always have. But
thank
that,
you.
But really... when you have the maturity behind that, right? So now we have, you've done it. You've been there. You've done that. You've built this thing, and you have your advocates as your children. I mean, that's a huge thing working with you. That's a beautiful thing to me as well.
Thank you.
And then your space over there, and you're generous. You're generous.
Thank you.
And it's fun to watch that. Is there any word that you really want everyone to know? That you, if you could tell one thing, one word of advice, let's...
Take action. Les Brown says that we all suffer from the same vitamin deficiency, vitamin A for action. Don't just, you know, after you consume this and digest this, you need to wake up tomorrow and say, what action step am I going to take? What am I going to do now in order to get one step closer to my goal? There's an old saying in the writing world, the one-day novel. I'm going to write a novel one day, but that one day never happens. So life is too short. It says in the Bible, we're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised this afternoon. We don't know, right? So what are you waiting for? Let's get going.
Take the next bold step right now.
Absolutely.
So if you could find your next dream client or whatever is next, what's next for Jeff Crilley, and what are you looking for in this world?
We specialize in experts. I'm real clear on that. We like doctors and lawyers and medical professionals and psychologists and realtors and just people who are experts in their field. And I feel like we're on the right path, because just about everybody, if they're going to stand out, they've got to be a thought leader. And how do you become a thought leader? You write a book, you have your own show, you're on the news. But don't just be a member of the crowd. Have a voice.
Stand out.
Stand out. And the way to do that is to announce yourself an expert. And because if you do it for a living, you really are an expert. The media doesn't differentiate between a realtor who just graduated from real estate school and the person who's been on the street for 40 years. They don't see the difference. They just want a soundbite. They just want your expertise. So don't sit there and say, well, I'm not an expert. What do I know?
I've been guilty of that.
Have you?
I mean, I'm guilty of that all the time. I was like, who am I? But, you know, then I go, well, Moses said that.
Right.
So
exactly.
That's a career. So you're looking for experts in any field to come into your studio and do an interview with you?
Have their own show, allow us to get them on the news, allow us to help them with their speech and get them booked to speak.
So you are a PR agency,
not just
a studio. You are an agency that does that for people.
Absolutely.
At the very beginning of our talk, you said you'll listen to the news and know, I know that attorney, or I know somebody that needs a call in on that, and connecting. I'm a connector and collector of fascinating people.
Yes.
And you're doing the same thing. And
exactly.
You're doing it on air, live, you know, getting the word out for both sides as a help.
Absolutely. We became a full-service marketing firm, pretty much from building their website to getting them on the news to giving them their own show, social media.
That's something I remember now. You do the website side of things, too, to get their presence set.
Because if you're doing all these wonderful things, but it comes back to a website that doesn't reflect your brand, you're not going to...
And that's a hard thing, Hara.
Right?
I mean, it's a really hard thing to have a static, you know, a website to keep it active and enlightened.
And websites change every
they
two or three
years. They should be changing and morphing, but,
yes.
You know, guess what, Jeff? We are out of time, and it has been such a great pleasure to reconnect with you again.
Absolutely.
And I'm so happy to have you here.
Well, I'm honored.
The Charla A Show with Jeff Crilley. And Yes Lady will be back next week.
That's all. all for The Yes Lady with Charlotte A. today. The Yes Lady with Charlotte A. is produced by the OBBM Network and available on demand at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. The Yes Lady also airs each Thursday at 12 and 8 p.m. on OBBM Radio, available on iTunes and offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Download the Offbeat Business app to get the Yes Lady TV and podcast on demand. To be a guest on The Yes Lady, call 817-808-7703. Wouldn't it be great to skip mistakes that cost you time, frustration, and not throw money away? My name is Donna Merrill, founder of Business Untangled and the creator of the Making Life Less Taxing program. I find over 75% of business owners are making basic mistakes that cost them thousands and even tens of thousands of dollars every year, and they don't even realize it. With the Making Life Less Taxing program, you can avoid many of those initial mistakes business owners typically make. I'm excited to share the Making Life Less Taxing program so you can learn everything you absolutely need to know to make your business run smoother and life less taxing, giving you less stress and leaving more money in your pocket. Go now to businessuntangled.com or call us at 469-458-0447 to grab your spot in the Making Life Less Taxing program. There are only 50 of these coveted spots available and they are going quickly. So go now to businessuntangled.com and you can start enjoying the benefits of a profitable business today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at melaniemurphyvo.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's melaniemurphyvo.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.